Transform corporate culture. Corporate life often has us glued to screens indoors, but this isn't what our bodies are built for. The COVID-19 pandemic shook up our work routines, giving some of us more control over our time, but also chaining us to screens for longer periods, making us feel isolated. It's time to shake things up with Business Outside. Business Outside is all about taking your work outdoors, reconnecting with nature, and breaking free from the corporate norms that hold you back. Instead of being cooped up inside, imagine spending more of your day surrounded by fresh air, greenery, and real human connections. That accepting Business Outside, you're not just escaping the confines of office life, you're also unlocking your full potential. Being outdoors boosts productivity, creativity, and overall well-being. Plus, it's a chance to ditch the solo screen time and engage with colleagues in a more authentic way. Transform your approach to business by taking these steps. 1. Book outdoor space. Just like scheduling a meeting room, secure your place in nature, such as book a picnic table in a park. 2. Normalize walking meetings. Encourage team members to communicate effectively while on the move, either together or separately. Utilize smartphones or walkie-talkies for seamless interaction. 3. Scheduled checkouts. Encourage regular outdoor breaks during the work week, just like check-ins. These breaks give everyone a chance to connect on a deeper level while enjoying some fresh air. It's a simple way to make workdays more enjoyable and foster meaningful conversations. 4. Brainstorm outside. Recent research from Stanford University reveals that walking outdoors significantly boosts creative thinking. So, why not take your brainstorming sessions outside? By simply moving your idea-generating sessions outdoors, you can tap into this creativity-enhancing benefit. 5. Fresh Air Fridays. Follow L.L. Bean's lead and treat your employees to a delicious catered lunch outdoors every week. 6. Rehearse presentations outdoors. Practicing your presentations in nature will help you remember your talking points, more so than when rehearsing presentations indoors. Build meaningful connections through authentic networking. Transform your networking approach by fostering genuine connections. Instead of focusing solely on personal gain, prioritize building relationships through meaningful conversations. Start by asking others how you can support them, shifting the focus from what you can gain to what you can offer. Cultivate reciprocal relationships by treating others as you wish to be treated. Take the initiative to remember names and details about the people you meet. Engage them with captivating stories and inquire about their interests and passions with open-ended questions like, "What brings you joy?" Being empathetic and open about your own experiences encourages others to reciprocate, deepening the bond between you. Maintaining genuine relationships sometimes means addressing misunderstandings and issues head-on. Think of it as relationship upkeep. Here's a simple framework called the clearing model to help you have open and honest discussions when things get confusing or potentially harmful. Start by stating the facts and how you see them. Be clear about what happened or what's bothering you. Take responsibility for your actions or lack of action. Own up to any part you played in creating the situation. Finally, share what you hope to achieve by talking about it. Be honest about what you want to happen next. Discover your zone of genius. Find where your passion and talent meet to unlock your career fulfillment. Your zone of genius is where you excel and enjoy what you're doing. It's a sweet spot where your skills and interests align, allowing you to make a unique impact. Think about what you love most about your work, hobbies, or responsibilities. When do you feel like you're really shining? Maybe you're great at inspiring others or love public speaking. Writer Dan Sullivan suggests asking 10 close friends or colleagues where they think your strengths lie. This can give you valuable insights into your zone of genius. To find your zone of genius, think about what drains your energy and what tasks you avoid. Also, think about what activities don't make you feel satisfied or successful. It's important to work in a way that uses your talents and passions, because it helps you help others better. You should also help others find their own zones of genius. Discover your values for better decision-making. Understanding what truly matters to you can significantly impact how you make choices. Your values act like a compass, guiding you through life's decisions. Let's identify your top five values and see how they influence your actions. Reflect on what values mean to you personally. Do they shape your moral compass? Think about how often you live by these values in both your personal and professional life. How can you consistently integrate them into your actions, aligning them with your strengths? Create a personal value statement incorporating your top three values. For instance, your statement might say, "I will prioritize curiosity, personal growth, and lifelong learning in all aspects of my life." Connecting with people who share similar values is comfortable, but expanding our circle to include those with different beliefs is essential for growth. Challenging our own values through such interactions helps us learn and evolve. However, it's crucial to remember that discussions about values can get emotional. People might react strongly when their beliefs are questioned. Therefore, it's vital to approach these conversations with respect and empathy, just as we hope others would treat us. Maximize your potential through effective energy management. Your energy is incredibly valuable. To live your best life, focus on managing four key forms of personal energy. Align your energy investments with your deeper purpose to lead an intentional life. It's normal for energy levels to fluctuate. But beware of situations where others' demands drain your capacity. Your energy is precious. Make sure your actions match your purpose for intentional living. Energy levels may vary, but watch out for situations that drain you. Each day, you need to oversee four categories of energy. Physical energy. Maintain a healthy sleep routine and take regular short breaks. Eat nutritious snacks, and stay hydrated every 90 to 120 minutes to enhance your physical energy. Use digital tools to monitor vital health factors like sleep patterns and manage your energy levels effectively. Spending time outdoors in nature can also revitalize your energy levels. Emotional energy. Improve your performance by focusing on positive emotions like gratitude, hope, joy, and compassion. Avoid focusing on negative thoughts and feelings. Instead, actively cultivate optimism and appreciation to fuel your success. Mental energy. Spending time outdoors, away from screens, can boost your brain power. Try meditating to calm your mind and increase focus. Spiritual energy. Focus your energy on activities that align with your values and purpose. Invest in the present moment to increase your spiritual energy. Avoid the mental and emotional drama of living in the past and future to maintain high levels of spiritual vitality. Set career goals and overcoming fear of failure. To grow in your career, you need to push past your comfort zone. Set clear goals. Think about three things you want to achieve in your career and the experiences you want to have. If just thinking about these goals makes you excited and a little nervous, that's a good sign. It means you're aiming high. Break down your goals into smaller tasks. Start taking small actions toward achieving them. This will help you build momentum and confidence. Imagine yourself failing at one of your goals. Then think about the worst-case scenario. You'll likely realize that it's not as terrible as you imagined. People often blow things out of proportion when they fear failure. Feeling stuck in a job that doesn't excite you? Don't just throw in the towel. Shift your mindset instead. Ever heard of job crafting? It's a game changer. Rather than walking away, tweak your role to match your strengths. This simple tweak can lead to great satisfaction. Time management for a regret-free life. To live without regrets, take charge of your time with purpose and accountability. Many in the corporate world drift through their days, letting their schedules dictate their lives. Prioritize tasks aligned with your strengths and actively create space for meaningful experiences. Don't let your schedule control you. Take ownership of your time by consciously deciding how to spend it. Avoid simply going through the motions. Actively choose where to invest your energy. Surround yourself with people who uplift and energize you. Spend time with those who share your values and inspire you to be your best self. Engage in activities that bring you fulfillment and happiness. Whether it's pursuing a hobby, volunteering, or spending time with loved ones, prioritize experiences that bring you joy and satisfaction. Understand your strengths and prioritize tasks that align with your skills and interests. Focus on activities where you excel and delegate or minimize tasks that fall outside your expertise. Regularly evaluate how you're spending your time. Create a visual representation, like a pie chart, to see where your time is going. Compare it to your ideal allocation and make adjustments to bring your priorities into alignment. Making better decisions for a fulfilling life is about accepting the hell yes or no approach. If something doesn't make you say hell yes, then it's a no. Successful people know the power of saying no to prioritize their time and energy. Always trust your gut and listen to any doubts about a choice. Reflect on whether it aligns with your values. Imagine you have 7 years, 7 months, or 7 days left to live. How would you spend that time? Use this perspective to realign your priorities. Maybe you'd focus more on family and less on work. Think about how you can adjust your work-life balance accordingly. Accelerate your future. Recognize the changes happening in your work or personal life, then decide how to respond. You've got three choices: slow down, wait and watch, or speed things up. Instead of fearing change, consider making it happen faster. Look at Elon Musk. He saw electric cars as the future of automobiles and acted quickly with Tesla to get ahead of the competition. Think about what's coming and push it forward. If you see a shift that's inevitable, don't resist it, embrace it and make it happen faster. It's all about staying ahead and making the most out of what's to come. Think about rockets in your life. Are they helping you grow or holding you back? Consider if your relationships are like rockets, propelling you forward, or if they're slowing you down. Take a moment to evaluate who you spend the most time with and whether they're supporting your goals. If not, it might be time to adjust boundaries or dynamics to ensure your growth isn't hindered. Accept action for change. Take bold, decisive actions to bridge your present and future. This could involve acquiring new qualifications or expanding your network. Establish routines that propel you towards your envisioned life. Seize control of your career and redefine your life's narrative. Shed the self-limiting beliefs that hinder your progress and growth. Reflect on the repercussions of your current mindset. Identify the beliefs restraining you and replace them with strength ones. This shift will pave the way for a more fulfilling and strong life. Key points. 1. Recognize outdoor work for productivity and genuine connections. 2. Create genuine relationships and prioritize meaningful networking. 3. Open strengths for career fulfillment and impactful contributions. 4. Let core values guide decisions for purpose-driven living. 5. Manage energy wisely for balance and intentionally. 6. Accept failure, set clear goals, and consider job production. 7. Take control of time, prioritize tasks aligned with strengths, and welcome change for growth.